This Week Kicks with Bricks, the show which helps you decide if a game is worth spending your hard-earned money on or a try before you buy. Now here's your host, Barry Ricks.
Hey guys, welcome to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. I am your host, Barry Ricks, and today's Kickstarter highlight is Quiver Gaming Gear, Premium Playmats, and Tabletop Gaming Mats. Whew, it's a mouthful, but I got it out there, but I have the mastermind behind it. I have Kevin with me today. How's it going?
It's going great, Barry. Hey, everybody.
Good. Thanks for coming on the show. Why don't you tell the listeners a little bit more about yourself and about all your gaming gear?
Okay. Yeah. So my name's Kevin. I'm the founder of Quiver Gaming Gear. Started the company just about a little over, I guess it'd be about 3 years ago now about this time. So really it just kind of came up out of just a desire to find some way to enhance our dining room table to make a better tabletop gaming experience. We had tried like some various tablecloths and other situations, pieces of material from the hobby store. And we're just really dissatisfied. You know, we had little kids, and so, you know, dice would just wake them up. So we just kind of looked, and really at the time, there wasn't any large all-purpose gaming mats available. We searched and searched and searched and really couldn't find anything. There was like some wargaming mats or some 3x3 mats kind of at the time, but even then, like for Fantasy Flight, for games like X-Wing and Armada, they hadn't developed anything yet. But again, like mostly miniature war games, those were the only ones available, and they were just a mouse pad, and we really didn't like the feel of a mouse pad. So kind of after some research and a lot of searching, we found a material that worked fantastic and ran a campaign about a year after we started the company, and it successfully funded and got that all out to backers. And then unfortunately working with the manufacturer was very, very difficult, and I had to part ways, and so the company ended up on hiatus for a little while. And in the process, just really wanted to kind of start from scratch again, and just because we had the opportunity, just going with a new manufacturer to just develop a mat specifically that was made for tabletop gaming. And so we did that, and now we're back on Kickstarter, raising funds to get this material produced and printed and out to everyone so they can have their amazing gaming surface that they can put on their existing table or take it with them anywhere they go.
Definitely. So with your Kickstarter campaign and the playmat and everything, so what, you know, for someone that may not understand what a gaming mat is, like what are the benefits and what are the materials that are made in the gaming mat? How does it improve your gaming experience?
Okay, yeah, that's a great question. So our first generation mats were made with a polyester felt, which is something you would see, and you know, some tables are made with this. It's a pretty durable material, that material isn't necessarily designed specifically for gaming. However, like what you would find on most like gaming tables and professional gaming tables is going to be a gaming suede, or sometimes a speed cloth is what it's referred to as used for if it's like heavy card play. We wanted to recreate that surface because, like, typically most again, I'm referring to a common like play mat. I actually use the term gaming mat because I try to separate those out, because if people say just like play mat, they think of just kind of like a collectible card game, individual play
mat.
And so, I'm trying to like come up with my own terminology, and maybe others will follow along with it. Maybe
there you go. Yeah, had to market that now as well.
Yeah. Well, it was hard because I didn't want to, because again, because like play mat, people immediately think play mat, and I think they think of that, you know, 14x24 surface, you know, just that thing that, you know, you carry around for your collectible card game. So, like,
that's right.
You know,
play Magic the Gathering, and, you know.
Yeah, yeah, and I mean, I grew up playing Magic, and I never had a mat. I don't even think I don't know if they had play mats back then, but.
I didn't play with mats either.
Yeah, I remember playing on the floor in high school and the carpet.
That's right.
So, the materials, like, you know, I really wanted to kind of just improve upon, like, you know, our first generation mats were fantastic. But, you know, again, I was really wanting to go for that professional gaming surface. So I was researching materials and found a company of material that produces materials domestically here in the U.S. for professional gaming tables. And, you know, they kind of connected me with somebody who connected me with somebody who connected me with somebody who eventually, like, I finally got in touch with found a manufacturer that could, we were successfully able, it actually took quite a bit of time to get everything together just right, to make it happen. And, you know, then it, you know, everything kind of fell into place. And so, that's where we're at today. But yeah, the surface is really like what the big difference is. So, like, you know, normally, again, like with a mouse pad, you're going to have like this, like, slick nylon top to it. You know, it's mass produced. It's not as luxurious. And even with card handling, most of them are running really, really thin. So picking up cards isn't sometimes the best. And again, there's a lot of different providers of play mats. And so, you know, I can't necessarily make it like an all encompassing, like, group them all in, because some of them, even the top material, might be slightly different. But you know, at the end of the day, it's going to be that cheap mass produced material that, you know, they use for computer mouse pads or promotional materials or things like that. So, but this,
yeah,
these mats are created specifically for gaming with a professional gaming surface. You know, and we're really proud of them. And, you know, once everybody has, like, seen them and felt them, I mean, it's a wow experience.
Yeah, that's really cool. I mean, I have the same kind of situation as you do. You know, I have a bunch of kids, and not only does the dice can make a lot of noise when they're sleeping, but even when you're playing with the kids at a game, like, it's better to have a mat so the pieces aren't sliding everywhere, because, you know, kids just like to get in on it. And so it'd be nice to have, you know, have that material to, it, like you said, essentially improve your gaming experience, especially when you have lots of little pieces that could easily be, you know, tossed to and fro, so to speak, easily off of your table. So this gives it, you know, those little cardboard pieces and other miniatures and so forth a little bit more grip to stay where they're supposed to stay.
Yeah, that was one of the big things. Like, even for, like, tile laying games, just even on, like, a plain table, you kind of put a piece in, it kind of moves it out and about. And so this provides just enough, like, you know, stability to help keep things in place. But, you know, it's a really soft material, that suede that you get on it. And again, helpful for, you know, dice rolling, soften those, picking up cards, dealing cards, handling, you know, dice don't go off the table, you know. I mean, I guess you could still throw them across the table and they go off the table. but yeah, you know, again, it's, you know, it's that, you know, gaming table experience, again, that you can take with you anywhere, and you don't have to spend, you know, thousands of dollars. And that's kind of what it was for us. I mean, we'd love to have a gaming table, but, you know, if we were to get one, like, we'd have to get a large one. I mean, we have a big family and friends over a lot and entertain, and we don't have an extra room where we could put one in. But, you know, this is like a real economical, but you get the high end solution for having a gaming table experience, you know, with you wherever you want.
Definitely. And as we're recording today, there's still 12 days left to go on the campaign. You got the campaign set to end on Tuesday, July 26th. And you guys are, you know, you have over 100 backers, and you have part of your funding going. So there's still an opportunity for people to go and become a part of this this Kickstarter, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, it's been a week right now. We've had a stronger response than, like, our first campaign. And, you know, Kickstarter's kind of all over the place. And this time around is a higher funding goal, just because we need a lot more capital, because this is a completely new material that we have to have a minimum order to get it produced. It's right there on the number that, you know, figured, getting it to, but Kickstarter, you know, typically spikes up at the end. We're on track to fund at the moment. Still have some reviews, coming in and a few other things set up. So, hoping to see some good traffic. I really wish there would have had more of an opportunity to get more of these, produced and sent out to people, but, it was a really rare and limited situation where I just was able to print up a few mats on some, it's not the final product. It's a thinner, high density foam that it was mounted to, but, you know, only a handful. I was only able to send a handful of these out, but
yeah,
you know, hopefully upon, you know, the campaign funding, I could, you know, get them out to, you know, everybody else as well. You know, I kind of stayed true to some, podcasts and, bloggers that, you know, I had, worked with before previously. And, again, I want to get it out more because, you know, it's a premium product. It's expensive. You know, I understand people are kind of hesitant. It's hard to, for a premium product to before you could actually see it and feel it before you buy. And, I'm really grateful for the backers now who could who really get it and understand. And, hopefully with those others who have seen it and can really, speak into the quality of the product and, just their experience too of the previous campaign. I mean, I have some backers now from our first one. I haven't, sent a message out to them yet, letting them know about it. I kind of have some things in phases of as this project's going along to help, you know, keep the momentum going, you know, and not, you know, cause typically in the middle of a campaign can be very dead, for anybody. So, just kind of like a slow and steady, really excited. Things are going well so far. And, really excited to get these mats produced and, let everybody experience what we've been able to.
Definitely. And it's, it's a great thing. And like you've said, a lot of, when it comes to not only just a Kickstarter, but also running a business, a lot of networking that you need to do to be able to make these products thrive and flourish. And so, it's good to, we always let people know on the show that that's probably one of the number one tips that people give about running a Kickstarter is you need to have a good network before you even get started so you can have, send stuff to people and, go on interviews and get into the magazines and everything. And so, and like you said, so that's a very important part. And definitely I hope to see those new reviews, and other things come out and we'll get that spike here at the end and we'll get these playmats, produced and out to everybody.
Yeah. So it's, running a Kickstarter project has definitely been the first time around. A lot of people don't talk about the emotional experience.
It's pretty stressful, I imagine.
Yeah. Well, I'm a pretty passionate person and, I bring with me a lot of emotion, with that. And, I thrive on just dreams and things like that, but it definitely the anticipation, one thing I really the building community process through it is a wonderful and fantastic thing. But it's hard to not be distracted. I got a full-time job and another job. And so just kind of doing that all between can be challenging.
Three full-time jobs on top of each other.
Yeah. Pretty much. So, this is, it's been good. It's definitely a lot easier the second time around coming in. But as you said before, if there's one piece of advice I could give to other, crowdfunders, our project creators is the crowd definitely comes before the fund. I, really recommend, Richard Bliss. I used to listen to a lot of his podcasts and, Jamie Stagmeyer was, on his show quite a bit, a few years ago. And of course, Jamie's blog is pretty world renowned for crowdfunding. It's a great community. Definitely a lot of visionaries coming out there with, new ideas and products, I'm really love the aspect of Kickstarter just for that, or, even other crowdfunding platforms, but to,
it's true. The community aspect of Kickstarter is fantastic to be able to create a product and have that feedback immediately from people saying, oh, I like this, but I don't like this. Have you ever considered trying something different. And then sometimes you're like, oh, you know what? Maybe we were so close to the product that we didn't see that, and it's great that they saw it, so now we can make our product even better.
Yeah, yep, absolutely. So it's, it's been a huge thing. I just think worldwide for getting, you know, products to market, or even getting a product with enough demand to be able to, you know, again, produce it in such a quantity that could really just make things better. And, you know, and that's what I'm doing these mats, you know, I'm like, hey, this makes tabletop gaming so much better, you know? And so that's, you know, it's like something that's not out there. And, you know, this is the first of its kind. So it's, you know, it's like, well, we'll see if other people, you know, catch this vision and, you know, have the same desire. And, I'm pretty confident that, you know, getting this funded and getting these out there, I mean, it's going to be a wow to everybody when they get to them and get a chance to play on them. So
definitely. So, once again, Kevin, thank you for coming on the show, taking your time out of your schedule. Why don't you tell the listeners where they could find more information, maybe about Quiver Gaming or also about your campaign?
Okay. You could go to our website, quivergaming.com. You can message me, info@quivergaming.com, or at Twitter is Quiver Your Games. Our Kickstarter page right now, if you just search for Quiver Gaming Gear, Kickstarter campaign, current one, will be coming up, so you could check it out. It's just me behind the company, so if you're getting something from social media or an email from Quiver, it's coming from yours truly. So
that's right, it's all Kevin, everybody.
He's
a one man army.
Yeah, well, I got a one of my guys, my best friend, who's did a lot of the designs for this project, Josh McDowell. Like, I mean, he's really been working on a lot of different projects, most notably Gloomhaven, which is, you know, one of the most highly anticipated games this coming year coming out. So it's great to have him. And, you know, Isaac's in our same town here, who runs Cephalofair Games, great guy, doing some really awesome things as well. So, but yeah, I mean, you know, I'm behind the entity here, but, you know, wouldn't be able to be here without, you know, again, the backers from our first campaign and, you know, family and friends and all that. So, and then, you know, thank you for your podcast and everything and reaching out, Barry.
Definitely. And everyone, go check it out. Of course, the links will be in the show note for sure. And you still have a good 12 days to get on this campaign. And we'd also like to thank Dan Patrice. He's Dan the Board Game Man. You can find him at thegeekallstars.com. He made our intro and outro. And remember to back your projects wisely.
Thanks for listening to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. If you'd like to mail the show, send any questions, comments, or interview requests to sweetkickswithbricks@gmail.com. Sweet Kicks with Bricks is a Closet Geek Studios production. For more information on The Closet Geek, please head to closetgeek.net.